peel the curtain back for us, if you would, given your experience and the fact that you've got a couple of Super Bowl rings with the New York Giants and those Giants teams that took down Tom Brady and the Patriots, including the so-called perfect team of 2008. It's 48 hours before kickoff. What's going through the minds of the front office types and the coaches on a day like this?
Yeah, you're just really trying to prepare like usual. You try not to let all the hype, all the media requests, all the picture taking, all your family there, all the fans surrounding your hotel. You know, it's unlike a regular week, but you try to block all that out and focus. And Tom Coughlin, of course, is notorious for being single-minded, and that's really what he did during our two Super Bowls, one in Arizona, one in Indianapolis, to, all right, we got to do this, but let's get back to why we're really here, and that's to prepare to win this game and to block everything else as much as possible. For the front office, you know, we're really just preparing as if we were we just moved our office in East Rutherford to those two places, and you're still watching film, preparing for free agency and the draft and those sort of things. So you just try to keep it as normal as possible.
When we're breaking down the game on Monday and, you know, you're doing all your analyst stuff and radio hits and TV hits, what do you think's the storyline going to be?
Not named Brady and Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Like, what do you think?
And is unstoppable. I mean, he's just, you can't say enough about what he's done at this point in his career, and the winning, the yardage, the ability to come back from, you know, he's 8-1 in games where he's down double digits in his career. And, you know, just everything he's done. He's 25 years old. If he wins his second Super Bowl, there's only 12 other quarterbacks that have won more than two. There's only four that have won three or more. And so he'll be right there at this early in his stage in his career. And really the goat versus baby goat versus kid narrative really is true, but you know, Mahomes really is in that conversation already, even if he doesn't win this game, because there's so much ahead of him and he's so talented. And he has such a system around him that they're just really looking unstoppable. So you hate to say it, but that's really the way it's looking. I mean, he's LeBron James, he's Michael Jordan, he's that right now.
Well, and Mark Ross of the NFL Network is with us. I was going to say to you, and perhaps it's an oversimplification, but there are a handful of athletes, Mark, doesn't matter the sport, where you say, A, I would pay to watch that guy play, but B, it's just a joy to watch that guy play. And Patrick Mahomes is on that list. The layperson like me would say he's someone who can throw with accuracy both in the pocket, the quick hitch passes. He can get out of the pocket and throw with accuracy both with momentum and across his body. He can make almost any throw. What stands out to you as a true football guy in terms of what makes Patrick Mahomes great?
Right. What makes Patrick Mahomes great is what made him so controversial coming out of college. So, you know, my career started as a college scout, so I always go to the basis of that. And that's what made him so controversial, is that the things he did, the throwing, backing up 10 yards with, you know, sidearm motion, throwing, you know, going to his left 30 yards across the field to his right, those are things in college you say, this guy will never be able to do in the NFL. And that's what made him so controversial for people, because obviously the Chiefs believed in him, they could do that, but there was at least more than half the teams that said there's absolutely no way, he's too wild, he's too inconsistent, he can't get away with this. So when you watch him now and he's still doing those things where he's just taken his skill set and said, you know what, I don't care if I'm playing against the best in the world, I'm better than all that, I can do this, and I've transcended the game and the way this position is played. And it can take a lay person, it could take a casual fans or anybody, just watch him and you see how unorthodox he is, but how natural he is at the same time. And that's just nothing we've ever seen before at this position.
The fact that Brady got to the Super Bowl this year without the Patriots and Belichick, does it put all those, you know, conversations to bed about, you know, who's better? Can Belichick be great without Brady? Can Brady do it without Belichick? Or do you think there's more to the conversation when we see the next couple of years in New England?
No, I've said this for years, and when it always came up, I would always say Tom Brady is the Patriot way, and I know Edelman or one of those guys came out this week and said that, but I've been saying that for years, and that's just because, number one, quarterback is the most important position in all of sports, and they had the greatest quarterback at the time, and again, to compare him to LeBron James, when you move a LeBron James from team to team, he takes the LeBron James experience, the LeBron James aura, the LeBron James, everybody in the organizations feel we can win because we have this guy, and then you leave the team. When LeBron leaves the team, it decimates them. And it's the same thing we finally saw with Brady, where I don't even think it's mostly his play this year. It's just the aura, the belief that as soon as he steps in the building, everybody feels like they can win. And when you have someone like that, it's you can't really measure it. You just see the effects of it. And you saw that this year with Tampa Bay up at New England. Cam Newton started out fairly well, and then he got COVID, and they fell off a cliff. They had no quarterback. That's the effect of not having, number one, a decent quarterback, but number two, the greatest quarterback of all time. So until New England figures that out, you'll see that same New England. And as long as Tom Brady can play at a somewhat decent level, you'll see this effect that he has.
With Mark Ross of the NFL Network. So question here that's twofold. The first part being, is there an effective way to rush and contain Patrick Mahomes? Part B, is the injury to Eric Fisher, Kansas City's left tackle, he would have been lined up against Jason Pierre-Paul, will that have an effect on Tampa Bay's ability to get to Patrick Mahomes?
So, yes, if Tampa and Todd Bowles' defense, they've been sitting for 2 weeks and they've been game planning and scheming and saying, we're going to do this to Patrick, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. And now it plays Sunday, and you'll say, man, he just broke through all that stuff we're trying to game plan. So that's the problem with Mahomes, is that everyone's done this, but no one has been able to effectively do it. And that's because on a normal play, when there's no pressure and he's got things working for him, it's like clockwork. Okay, now we get a rusher in his face and he just sidesteps it and makes a play. Okay, we got two rushers and he avoids two of them. So the blueprint has not been established to stop him yet. Everyone schemed about it, but the execution of it has not been done. The hope for, let's just say, with the O-line with Kansas City is that you mentioned Mike Remmers and what happened to him the last time he was in a Super Bowl. That was when he was with Carolina. They played Denver when Von Miller was the MVP, I believe, had 3 sacks, 2.5 sacks, 3 sacks, 8 pressures, I believe. So there's the glimmer of hope for Tampa and their defense, is that that guy who put up that Super Bowl performance is going against Jason Pierre-Paul or Shaq Barrett or both, and you have to take advantage of that. Now, the difference is what Patrick Mahomes can do despite the pressure, but that's the hope for the Buccaneers. Count on Mike Remmers to show up.
Are you a prediction guy? And if you are, do you want to give us one?
I'm not. I'll just say that it's KC. I just feel too good about this team and what Patrick Mahomes does and the inevitability of him putting up points and winning games.